Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Beitza. In Mishnah Zayin, the final Mishnah of Maseches Beitza, we learn about the case of Mi Shezimein Etzel Orchim, if one invited guests to his Yom Tov meal. And of course, we're talking here about a case of inviting guests to your Yom Tov meal from outside the Tchum. They came because they made an Eruv in order to come to your Yom Tov table. And so they made an Eruv, and they're going to come to you for your Yom Tov meal from outside the Tchum. So the Mishnah tells us, Lo yolichu biyadam manos. He can't send them home with leftovers. Right? He can't send food home with them. Why not? Because his food can't leave his Tchum. And since his food can't leave his Tchum, and they're going home out of his Tchum, they can't take the food with him. There is, however, a way to pull this off. Ela imkein, unless Zika lehem manoseim erev Yom Tov, he set aside and gifted each of them their portion of food before Yom Tov. Now, this is utilizing a principle known as Zachin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. I am permitted to give somebody a gift and acquire it for them on their behalf, or rather have somebody else acquire it for them on their behalf, even without their knowledge, as long as it is a 100% win for them. There's no downside. So if I want to give somebody a gift of $100, I can't just take this $100 and say, okay, this belongs to Dave. I can't do that. But I could take the $100 and find somebody else, another Jewish adult, and say, here, take this $100 and acquire it for Dave. And when that person takes $100 and acquires it for Dave, it becomes Dave's, even if Dave doesn't know about it. And the same thing is true here with this food. I could, before Yom Tov, find another adult and say, please acquire this portion for Dave, and this portion for Mrs. Dave, and this portion for Dave Jr., right? And then that food is theirs. I gave it to them before Yom Tov, and since it's theirs, so that means that it has their Tchum. And since they made an Eruv to come to my house, it's within their Tchum. When they come to my house, they can eat their food that I gifted them before Yom Tov, and then, of course, they can take it home with them on Yom Tov because it's theirs and it has their Tchum. Now, our Mishnah and the Masechta conclude by shifting back into the topic that we've discussed most of the Masechta, which is the idea of Muchan and Muktzeh. And so the Mishnah tells us, Ein mashkim v'shochtin es ha-midborios. Midborios are animals that live out in the desert. A person who owns animals that live out in the desert can't shecht them on Yom Tov. Mashkim means giving them to drink, and typically, apparently, and this is part of what the Mishnah is teaching us, that it was customary to, before you shechted an animal, to give it drink, to give it a lot to drink. And apparently that giving an animal a lot to drink before you shecht it makes it easier to skin after Shechita. But you are allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to give it to an animal that you're allowed to shecht, you're allowed to give it to drink. But an animal that is a desert animal, even though it belongs to you, you can't give it to drink or shecht it on Yom Tov. And the reason, of course, is that it lives out in the desert, and you had no expectation that it would actually be around on Yom Tov, and therefore it's not Muchan. And if it's not Muchan, it's Muktzeh, which means you can't shecht it. Aval mashkin v'shochatin es habayosios. You can give to drink and shecht animals that are home-based animals. Right? If they are home-based animals, then you can shecht them on Yom Tov, even if they were maybe out grazing as Yom Tov started. Because they were muchan, you expect them to be home. You know that if they're not home now, they'll be home later. And so it's very expected they're going to be here, and it is in your head that maybe you'll shecht one of them for Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says, well, how do you define living at home versus living in the desert? Elu hein habayosos, how do you define home animals? Halonos ba'ir, if they sleep, right, they come home every night within the city limits. They don't sleep out in the wild. They sleep within the city limits. They come back to their barn every night, or to their pen, or to something within the city limits. They live in town. Every night they come home. Midbarios, what are desert animals? Halanos ba'afar, that they sleep out in the dirt. They go out, meaning out in the swamp, in the desert, in the wilderness. And so, since they do not come home every night, they are called desert animals, and they're mukta on Yom Tov. Salak Masachas Beitza, that brings us to the end of Masachas Beitza. Congratulations to all of those who studied Masachas Beitza with us.